President's Day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. That's the one day where, as a country, we're supposed to think back about how hot all of our previous presidents were.
No,
yeah.
That's
I see you,
exactly.
Millard Fillmore.
What
Millie
it is.
Filmy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, throughout the years, we've heard many presidential terms and phrases that any second grader should definitely know. But what about the people on this show? Do we have the brain power to remember a few simple facts about the history of this country and the great leaders who oversaw it? Well, we're going to find out, because I guess young Jeffrey has come up with a friendly competition to see if any of us can remember anything about anything. Specifically presidents this time, but normally just anything. So
yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, today we're going to be testing out that second grade knowledge that Jubal just referred to with a little presidential fill-in-the-blank fun.
Oh, no.
Yay.
Here's how it works.
Okay.
I'm going to give you each a partial sentence related to President's Day vocabulary word list that I stole off the internet, and you have to fill in the blank with the correct presidential term.
Oh, no.
At the end, the winner is going to be crowned Miss Presidentiality.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Ooh, I've always wanted to be Miss Presidentiality.
You get a sash, you get a crown, and I, young Jeffrey, will kneel before you.
Ooh.
And then we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to be the disappointed one, but whatever.
You never know, Brooke. But let's get started. Jubal, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Your first question, fill in the blank here. Since 1789, there have officially been 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, but the first 10 are known as blank.
You know this.
The first 10 are known as...
Yes?
The intro.
No. That is not it.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
It's not like a mix.
Are you being for
real? Intro.
Do you really... You know that.
Maybe, maybe not, but I'm going with intro.
All right. Jubal gets
I want to be Miss Presidentiality.
You don't win by losing. You win by winning.
The correct answer, if you were curious, is the Bill of Rights.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
It was really close.
I knew that, but I want to go with intro.
Like
yeah.
Intro,
I think it is better.
Let's move on to Brooke here.
All right.
Your question. The group of philosophers, politicians, and writers who led the American Revolution against the Kingdom of Britain are known to history as blank.
God. Benjamin Franklin, John Hancock.
Yes, those are their specific
names.
Badass bandits. What is their name? The Congressional. Wait.
Quartet.
What were they called, you guys? Quartet. Can I get help or can I not get
Do
help?
Do you want them to? Because they want to win
more
over you.
Time, yeah. One more time, and I'll give you an answer.
Okay, the group of philosophers, politicians, and writers who led the American Revolution against the Kingdom of Great Britain are known to history as blank.
First Congress.
Oh.
It was the first Destiny's Child, wasn't it?
They're known as the Founding Fathers of America.
That's right.
Oh,
those
yeah.
daddies.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Jose, it's your turn.
Oh, God. I'm already going to get it wrong, but...
The United States has a special group of 538 people whose sole purpose is to elect the President of the United States. This group is called blank.
The Electoral College, baby!
Oh my god.
That's the one thing I know about politics.
Yeah, you got
like
super pumped up as soon as he was starting to ask that question.
Jose is in the lead.
Oh, you have to get him right if you want to be Miss President.
That's right. That's what we were telling
you. Oh. Daddy, did you fail every test because you never paid attention?
Probably. I don't even know if I took tests.
Here's a chance to redeem yourself, Jubal, okay? Your next question. Before a new president is sworn into office, the previous one, while they're still running the country, is known as a blank.
Oh, I know this.
The previous one is known as...
Like an animal.
A tiger?
No.
Hey there,
tiger.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go tiger.
No.
Yeah.
The previous president, while they're still running the country, is known as a lame duck.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
A lame duck
really?
President.
Yeah. Feisty tiger.
Brooke.
Give me one of their questions. I know all the other answers.
Brooke, you definitely know this one.
Okay.
A political action committee that is heavily funded by wealthy corporations is known as a blank.
A pack. Super pack.
Whoa!
Hey, look at that.
That was
political action committee.
PSG. Wow.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
All right. Brooke and Jose, you both have one. Jose, it's your turn.
Okay.
When you have a closed meeting of supporters for a specific political party or president, it's called a blank.
Stupid, man. I had all this momentum, and now I... What a parliament. Parliament!
That's your answer?
Final answer!
Parliament?
Dang, I'm just trying to think of political words. I don't know.
Parliament's from Britain.
Yeah,
that's how classy I am. Yeah. I don't know
unless
about
you're talking
government.
About Parliament Funkadelic, P-Funk, from back in the day.
A closed meeting of supporters for a specific political party or president, that's called a caucus.
Oh, I don't know what I'm allowed to say that.
Come on.
Jubal, back to you.
Okay.
Oh,
when a political decision is made that is not directly supporting either party, that's known as blank.
Hogwash.
That's interesting.
Easy.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
That's known as being bipartisan.
Oh.
When
we
you're
don't,
not
I thought
supporting
it was called hogwash, because that's
it
what makes... I would say. This doesn't support either one. This is hogwash.
Yeah. I feel like you wouldn't know bipartisan. It doesn't exist in this country right
Jubal,
now.
You've gotten zero Five. Correct so far.
Oh.
Brooke,
you're
let's go over here.
I know.
Okay.
I thought that was the way to be Miss President.
If I get this right, does it end the competition?
I hope so.
No, it wouldn't end it. Brooke, when the president travels to a state and campaigns to gain support for another candidate running for office, that's called blank.
Supporting his best friends.
Don't be a good bro. It's
yeah.
called campaigning for someone else. The answer.
Okay. That's called stumping.
I didn't
stumping.
Know that.
Like the president was in Ohio stumping for candidates.
No one says that, Jeffrey.
That is what
they
everybody
say, yeah,
says.
I've heard it a lot.
I've never heard
Jose,
it.
Jose, so
stump away.
Jose, if you win, if you get this question right, you will actually win this.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right, here we go. A preliminary election to appoint delegates to a party is known as a blank.
I'm not helping you. I don't want you to win.
Say one more time.
A preliminary oh, election to appoint delegates to a party is known as a blank.
A primary!
Dang
it!
He
got it. Jose
Come
officially
on,
wins.
Jeffrey.
Wow.
Jose is
I'm
so
a genius.
Smart.
Jose,
did
you
just
it.
Throw
you
it
won.
For Jose?
I didn't do it.
Congratulations, Jose.
Thank you,
Jose,
yeah.
you are Miss Presidentiality.
You made our forefathers very proud today.
Retally.
Congratulations, Jose.
Bull crap.
Feels good.
It should feel good. You're the smartest person in the room, Jose.
I've always told you guys I'm smarter than all of you. And
you
no
have.
One ever believed.
Damn it,
well, now
Jeffrey.
I finally believe. All right, your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.